USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus vaccine manufactured by Pfizer is expected to receive an emergency use authorization this week from the Food and Drug Administration, with rollout expected as quickly as 24 hours later. The head of Operation Warp Speed believes that we could begin to see the vaccine's effect on COVID deaths by January. Dr. Moncef Slaoui tells CNN that all healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities should be able to be vaccinated by January, with the entire high-risk population in the U.S. immunized by March.
There are, of course, many other people, unfortunately, that have comorbidities, that live outside of care facilities, that it will take more time to immunize them. By the middle of the month of March, we should have really covered most of the highly susceptible population, about 100 million people.
President Trump's personal lawyer has tested positive for the virus, the president tweeting the announcement that Rudy Giuliani had tested positive. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
If a deal for a new coronavirus stimulus package is reached, it won't include another $1,200 check for most Americans. Senator Joe Manchin says they knew that Americans still needed help in recovering from the pandemic. The West Virginia Democrat told CNN that in crafting their proposal, they focused on keeping a number of programs started in the first relief bill going.
Whether it would be shelter, whether it be health care, whether the necessities that people have, child care that's needed to try to get our lives back, all the things were going to be eliminated, Chuck. And we said that can't be done.
The man best known for his role as Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley has died. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Marry a man with a square head, no neck, and hair on his thumbs. You know what your kids will turn out to look like? Hello.
Actor David Lander, best known as Squiggy on the Laverne and Shirley TV show, has died after a decades-long battle with multiple sclerosis. Confirmed by his wife, Lander died Friday in Los Angeles, California. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Last week, researchers at IBM announced they'd uncovered evidence that hackers were attempting to attack the supply chain for global COVID vaccine distribution, something the former head of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency says they'd been looking out for. Chris Krebs told CBS's Face the Nation that everyone along the production chain, not just the drug companies researching the vaccines, need to be security-minded.
What we have been thinking through at CISO was not just the vaccine developers, but their entire supply chain, and really trying to look through those for those critical weak spots. We called it the ball bearing strategy, looking for those key elements that could cause the entire process to collapse. And that's going to be critical going forward. So it's not just about Moderna and some of the others that are developing the vaccine. It's their supply chains.
And Monday is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 U.S. citizens who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led to the U.S. declaring war on Japan the next day and thus entering World War II. It was in 1994 that Congress designated December 7th of each year as a Day of Remembrance. On Pearl Harbor Day, the American flag should be flown at half-staff until sunset to honor those who died as a result of the attack on U.S. military forces in Hawaii. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.